Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 24th, 2012, and this is MEC Negotiation Support Chairperson Lois Breese reporting. Today is a historic day for our flight attendant community. In Chicago, we conducted our first roadshow to review and discuss the 2012 through 2016 flight attendant tentative agreement. Attendance was overwhelming, and flight attendant participation resulted in the hotel being required to bring in row after row of additional chairs to accommodate the large crowd, until finally there was no more room for chairs, and it was standing room only in the grand ballroom of the Hilton Hotel. Over 500 flight attendants crowded into the meeting room to participate in this exciting step forward in our history. For the first time in over a decade, we are positioned to look forward to an exciting improvement to our contract, including significant and immediate compensation improvements, industry-leading reserve preferencing, and preservation and enhancement to our work rules and benefits while ensuring job security. We now have an incredible opportunity to move forward in this next of two steps in achieving significant and meaningful improvements for flight attendants. Remember, these negotiations, while immediately identifying the highest percentage increase in United flight attendant wages in decades, are a stepping stone towards achieving additional improvements we will realize in our next negotiations for a single contract. The benefits to United flight attendants in this tentative agreement are real and immediate, putting significant cash into our pockets as early as March if the agreement is ratified. There are options for an early out and voluntary crossover for those who wish to participate that not only create opportunity for those who choose these programs, but create movement in our stagnant seniority list while addressing United's overstaffing concerns and protect all our jobs. The full text of the tentative agreement with a summary of the changes, wage charts, and comprehensive information began arriving at homes in the United States today. A video outlining the tentative agreement will be available on our website by tomorrow and will be available at your local council later this week. This video will be shown at each roadshow throughout the system. Each of us has an important decision to make in determining if this tentative agreement is the right step forward. While the United Master Executive Council has recommended a 4 vote on this agreement, the decision is in your hands. For the first time in over 15 years, we are considering improvements to our contract. United's bankruptcy is over, and so too should be the terms of that contract that we were forced to accept during that bankruptcy. We have done what was necessary for the survival of our airline and our careers. Now it is time to consider improvements that we are due. This tentative agreement offers real improvements now and creates a solid foundation for additional improvements through single contract negotiations resulting from United's merger. There is real opportunity both today and tomorrow. We encourage you to view the tentative agreement video on our website, read the full text of the agreement, as well as the questions and answers on our website. Attend local council meetings and a roadshow. Over 500 flight attendants in Chicago took a stake in our collective future today by attending the roadshow and becoming informed about the tentative agreement. Ultimately, this will allow them to make an informed and educated decision on the vote they will cast for our collective future. Late last week, House and Senate leadership reached a deal on the National Mediation Board language in the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Bill. Previously, House and Senate leaders had remained at odds over the 2010 rule change by the National Mediation Board that allows airline and rail union elections to be decided by a majority of workers voting, just like all Democratic elections in the United States. The Republican-controlled House version of the FAA Reauthorization Bill included language to reverse the NMB's ruling. The Senate version of the bill did not include this union-busting provision. This was one of the major issues keeping the FAA bill from moving forward in the 112th Congress. The disagreement on this provision, which has no place in the reauthorization bill, led to the summer shutdown of the FAA. There are still other issues in that bill that need to be worked out, but the major obstacles have been resolved. We remain hopeful that the issues that AFA advocate for are included in the final version of the bill. The NMB language was so controversial that it forced negotiations between Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker John Boehner. As part of the compromise reached, the NMB rule change will remain in place, and no changes were agreed to that would lower the standard for decertification. The language is intended, however, to raise the showing of interest standard for all elections to 50%. Said another way, it would require that 50% of a company's workers indicate support for holding an election to form a new union before a vote can be held. As more information becomes available on this issue, we will update you. Most local councils are conducting local meetings between now and the first weekend of February, when the Winter Master Executive Council and AFA Board of Directors meeting will be held in Los Angeles. These local meetings are to solicit your input on the business being conducted at the MEC meeting. Make plans to attend a local council meeting and be sure to provide feedback to your local council president. If you cannot attend the meeting, take a moment to make a call or send an email to your local president. A copy of the tentative agreement, including the full text of the contract changes and voting instructions, are arriving at addresses in the United States. Please remember, contract language that is not included in the full text of changes in the tentative agreement or that are not underlined or crossed out would remain unchanged from our current agreement. Refer to the tentative agreement section of our website for additional information and details. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.